The following audio is a Sunday sermon from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Para Vista, South Australia. For more information about the church, please go to paravista.org.au.
All right. One of the things we're talking about today is something called faith. What is faith? It's hard, isn't it? Faith is hard. It's when you believe and believe in That's right, when you put your trust in Him. What I want to do is have a little spotlight with these two guys. Do you know what the spotlight is? Every Sunday morning I interview some people. I'm going to interview these two just for a second. So, Vian, tell me exactly, well, who is Jesus Christ and why is He important?
He's important because the people of long ago had praised Him and loved Him.
Yes, and Divan. How did you first hear about Jesus? Who told you about Jesus first?
My teacher.
Yeah. And anybody else? Anybody else?
Dad.
That's right. Well done. And there's your mom too. So when we talk about faith, it comes through, who's our faith in?
Dad.
Your faith is in Daddy, yes? And your faith is in Jesus Christ also. So we want to show you a song today that you can do the actions with us, okay? And their faithful daddy is going to play with us, and we're going to stand first and do the song, and then you're going to sing it with us, okay? Okay? Okay. Okay. It goes like this. Ready? Go.
Say yay, 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 by grace, do, 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 through, ooh, 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 our faith.
Can you try that with us?
Say yay, 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 by grace, do, 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 through, ooh, 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 our faith.
Okay, now we're going to swim.
G-R-A-C-E. We will worship You faithfully. We will live eternally. Life for You and life.
Good. And swim.
G-R-A-C-E. We will worship You faithfully. We will live eternally. Life for You and life for me. Saved by grace. Say yay, 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 yay. Yay by grace. Do, 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 do. Through ooh, 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 our faith.
One more time.
Say yay, 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 by grace. Do, 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 do. Through ooh, 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 our faith. Do, 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 do. Yes.
Yes. So these guys are practicing their faith and sharing it because faith comes through hearing, and they shared the word with you today. So what we're going to do is we're going to pray, and then we're going to talk about this stuff up here because you get to be in the first part of the sermon today. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, we're steadfast Lutherans here.
Yeah.
All right. I shouldn't have said that out loud. All right, so let's pray. You repeat after me, okay? Okay. Okay, let's pray. Dear God. So dear God. Thank You for faith. Even when we can't see. We believe in You. Help us to believe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There's three things right here. You probably can't see what's in all of them yet. We want to talk about what faith is because in the Bible verse today that Divan read, it said, faith is something that we hope for and an assurance of things we haven't seen, right? Right? Yes, right. That's what it says. So there are lots of things in life that we can't see, but there are things that we can see. So I've got an opportunity for you today. You can have any one of these three things. Any one of them. Don't look at that. I should have hidden that better. Okay. She's at the right level to see that one. You can choose any one of these three things, okay? On the first one over here, what is this? Yeah, a coin. Can you tell what it is? It's a $2 coin. You can have that if you want. You can only have one of these things, though, okay? You can have the $2 coin. Does anyone want that before we even talk about the other ones? Not yet. In this box, I put all my rubbish from my rubbish bin this morning. But what's in the middle of it? There's a $5 note perched right on top of some banana peels, okay? So, does anyone want to dig through my rubbish? I would too. So we've got a $2 coin here with no rubbish. We've got some rubbish with a $5 note here. And then we got this one. Does it sound like there's anything in it? No. But it's wrapped so nicely. How many of you, I'm not even going to tell you what's in there. How many of all these three choices want to choose this? You only get this one. You can't have this one and this one, only this one. Okay, there's four. I'll have to come up with a lot of money. How many of you want to dig through my rubbish for a $5 note? That's all you get. Okay, a lot more money, okay? How many want what's in here? Yes. Why would you choose what's in here? I mean, I haven't even told you what's in here. Why would you choose that? You should have seen how she said that. I have faith. That there's something in there. That was awesome. Why would you have faith that there's something in here? Because you know who I am, right? You probably trust me enough to know that there's something better than a $2 coin. There's something better than my rubbish with a $5 note. There's probably something much better in this box because you trust the giver, right? Yes? What happens in life is sometimes we get distracted from the giver of God who gives us all good gifts, especially faith. And inside faith, you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes there are good days and sometimes there are difficult days. But this gift of faith is the greatest gift that God ever gives us. But it's wrapped up in so we can't see it. We just have to unpack it every day. Who wants to open this? Okay. Open it up. See what's in there. See if I've withheld. Oh, it's hard. Does anybody have a scissors? You got it. There we go. Get some friends' help if you need it. What is it? It's a box of syringes. That's what the box says. It's not. The message is supposed to be inside it. It got wrapped before. What's the message inside there? That's supposed to be in there. What does it say? Look behind the altar. Can you guys go look behind the altar and see what's there? Yeah, can someone get that? What's in there? Okay, come sit down. Come sit down for a second. Last thing. My sermon's going to go way long today. This is not what faith brings particularly, but because you trusted the giver, me, for something better than my rubbish or even a $2 coin, what I'm going to do is give you, I hope I have enough of these, one of these. But this is the thing. Yes, I know you're excited. This is the thing. Just like faith, you receive but you have to give it to someone else. Yes? You have to give it to someone else. Now, I don't care who you give it to, but I don't want to see you going back to your seats going... Okay? So this is what's going to happen. I'm going to give these to my wife, and as you file back to your seats, she's going to give you one of those, and we're going to watch to see if you can give, like faith, give it to someone else, because the greatest thing you can do is give the faith, and that's a great feeling, isn't it, to give the faith, okay? So let's go over. Perfect. All right, go ahead, you guys. Thank you very much. So while they're receiving, Jesus values faith so much that he actually says the greatest thing in life could be your faith, and you should go out and actually sell everything that you have so that you could obtain the pearl of great price or a treasure in a field. Faith is a treasure. Faith is not easy because we like to see. That's what I was hoping would happen. Good thing I got that from Keith Kemp before the service. What we understand about faith, it's a leap of faith, isn't it? Every time we step to the edge of what we can't see, it's a leap of faith. Have you ever been on top of the high board at the pool? Anyone? Can you remember the first time you did it when you took... Your friends are pushing you to that place, and you know it's a place you don't want to go. And you reach the first rung, and higher and higher and higher you go to the 3-meter board before they stop putting 3-meter boards in pools. You get to the top, and then you slowly get to the end of the board as it starts to bounce a little bit. And you think to yourself, why am I here? Why am I at the precipice of my death? Why did I ever allow my friends to convince me to do this? And you step just to the edge so your feet are hanging off the end. And what do you hear from below? Jump already! Or else don't look down. Faith allows us to stand here, but in the midst of taking your first leap off the high board, you realize two things immediately. One, that you have the greatest joy and the greatest fear of your life at the same time. And the second thing is you have no control over what's about to happen. Now imagine that you're jumping from the pool, from the high board into a pool that's covered by fog. You don't even know if there's water underneath. That, my friends, is faith in Christ. That is a faith that hears and believes the promise of the giver. When we open that package, that is the faith that moves a man to step out of a boat and walk on water under which he can't see what's underneath the water. That is the kind of faith that is a trust so deep that moves a 75-year-old man from his country because he heard the word of the Lord. He heard the word of the Lord that said, if you do this, when you do this, and you take your wife, and we will have a family built through your line, and the whole world will be blessed through you. But he couldn't see that land. That's that kind of faith. It's the faith that grants peace to a young couple to bear the Son of God when they could not possibly see the end. Faith is the confidence of what we hope for in things we cannot see. In our gospel lesson today, we hear Jesus giving one of the first confirmation lessons. He's speaking to a group of people, and he says, the first words are this. When Jesus had finished saying these things, well, what things did he finish saying? He had just finished saying, blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who are poor, who are not striving for the $2 coin that's easy to find, or for the $5 bill that you rummage through the rubbish. Blessed are you who are poor, because yours is the kingdom of God. Now, there's nothing wrong with money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. That's a hard thing to swallow. That takes faith. Then Jesus moves on and says, love your enemies, which is an even bigger leap of faith, isn't it? Then the biggest leap of faith of all that Jesus says in his first confirmation lesson. Do not judge others. That's a cognitive faith. Jesus is teaching them that faith. But what comes next is belief. Belief is the action that stems from our faith. The faith that comes. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he'd entered Capernaum, and there was a centurion there whose servant was ill, close to death. Did the Jews have a good relationship generally with centurions or the Romans? No. Here's the practical aspect of faith being put into practice. These people come and say, Jesus, he sends the Jews actually, can you come and heal my servant? The servant of their mortal enemy. Jesus is putting into practice their faith. I wonder if he was trying to test his disciples in some way, what they would say. Jesus went with them to the synagogue. Jesus went with them to the house of the man. And as they sat out, they were just approaching this place. He had sent some servants, some other people to say, Jesus, don't even come into the house. We know by faith that through a word of yours, my servant can be healed. And Jesus uses these words. Never in Israel have I seen a faith like this. From a Gentile. From someone you'd never expect. Perhaps the disciples in their own minds are saying, this man does not deserve grace, does not deserve faith. But they have to move beyond cognitive faith to a practical faith that allows us to treat and live with others in a way that draws people near. This centurion had only heard about Jesus, had never seen him. Do you get where I'm going? This is a faith without seeing. You, my friends, have a faith without seeing. You've never seen Jesus in the flesh. And yet here you are today, or perhaps week after week, who have come together to ask the Lord of creation for help in your lives, for help with the rubbish, so that you might find a faith that lives and a faith that breathes and a faith in Jesus Christ that allows life to be opened. And to give that gift of faith is the greatest gift of all. Faith is a noun, a gift. Belief is the verb. It's what faith causes us to do. This week, as you leave this place, as you open your own packages of what God has in store, we don't know what God has planned for you. We don't know what's inside the box, but we trust the giver that even in the midst of what may come, whether it's difficulty or strife or pain or illness, that Christ's hands are upon us and with us as we walk. And each day, as we set aside the things that have less importance, that Christ is all in all. I pray that this week of faith is a beautiful gift opening for you. Amen? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the gift of faith, for us to be able to open that each and every week, every day. Help us to recognize the pearl of great price, the treasure in the field that's been given to us as a gift. It's ours already, but help us to open it. Give us the grace to move to a place perhaps of discomfort, a leap of faith, so that we might experience a sense of your control in our lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.